This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I saw the video. I saw the outside of the building the other night when I was there at the baseball game and the softball game in the park. But I got a chance to see the video that Lindsay did yesterday. I was just blown away. I mean, I cannot wait to physically be in that space and see it. And kids will this fall. John Sill, check it out. The video's up on NotAKidder.com. Dan Oaks joins us from District 61 Board of Education. Dan, when were you sworn in as the president?
It would have been when the new board members were sworn in. So this was our second meeting.
Okay, so you've had two meetings. You've been in this position before. All right. Before we get to last night's decisions, and we'll walk through that, talk to me about this John Sill project. I don't know if you've been in there. This is the most impressive thing I've seen in a very long time.
It is going to be a masterpiece. We've heard people talk about Eisenhower when they walked into it after it had been remodeled, and they just stared at the ceiling. They were overwhelmed. This is supposedly better than Eisenhower. So it's going to be quite an experience for the kids.
Well, you can do the walkthrough video with BLDD on NotAKidder.com. Let's get to last night's meeting. Walk me through the process. You made a decision on an interim superintendent. You brought somebody back off the bench to come out of retirement. What was this process like? How many people were involved in this? How many candidates were there? Walk me through the whole thing.
Okay. We started out when we requested a slate of possible interims from the state of Illinois, and they sent us a list of 10. We also asked around for people that might be interested, picked up another 3, so we had 13 people to start with. We culled the list down to 4 of the most likely candidates. The board members were each then provided a resume. We offered the option of in-person interviews if the board requested it. No one did. Every board member would ask whatever questions they wanted to ask. They each made their own decision. We didn't have any huge discussions. And we, at the previous meeting, when they had received everything, asked for a consensus of direction, and then we acted on it last night.
All right. Explain the following sentence to me in the press release that was released last night. A total of 13 individuals were considered for the interim position. Those individuals were screened down to 4, one who later withdrew due to the extension of their current position as an interim superintendent. Who was that, and what does that mean?
His name was Grimm, and the job that he was doing was extended, so he didn't want to leave.
Okay, so that's somebody from somewhere else.
So he was happy.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure of that. Now, the decision to bring back Bobby Williams to appoint as an interim superintendent, why do you think that decision was made? The vote was, what, 6-1, I guess? What makes her good for this role?
I think this is one of the unique cases where you have somebody that spent years, almost an entire career in this town. They know how the town works. They know the people that can help make it work. There's no learning curve that wastes days for them. I mean, she literally will be starting with her feet running down the ground, so it'll be a good thing. Normally, if we hire an interim, we might have the first month and a half, just to figure out what's going on. This won't happen this time.
All right, but I'm assuming, though, you had people who are in positions right now in the Kyle building that also applied for this. Wouldn't that same logic work for them, that they're already on the ground?
There's a domino effect if you pull somebody out. We can only have a superintendent for 100 or 120 days, depending on what the legislature decides at the end of the month. So if I take somebody internally, one of the things I have to address is who's doing that job function. So if I move somebody to take that one, then somebody has to move to take this one, and we waste time getting set up to start. This way, it's going to be easier for the people to concentrate on return to learn in the fall and take into consideration everything we're trying to do this summer with 2 months of summer school. Now, this isn't summer school like the old days where you had camps in the park. This is 2 months of concentrated work. in an effort to try and get our students back up to where they need to be.
Okay, so as a retired employee of District 61, from what I understand, according to the press release, Ms. Williams is only going to be able to work a total of 100 days during a fiscal year. What is the fiscal year for DPS 61, and is 100 days enough to do the job?
The fiscal year will start July 1. A lot of her time will be spent basically managing the office, be sure that reporting is done, working with the board on issues. We've done interims before. It's not the world's best system, but we're confident that the search firm will come up with somebody. And if not, you end up in a situation where you may have to have another interim. That's one.
All right. So when does this search? I get that. When does this search begin, and why hasn't it already started?
It has. We had conversations with Hazard, Young, and Atiyah probably 2 weeks ago. They were already under contract with the district for bringing in previous employees. So we've already started the discussions. Last night was a presentation for the new board members to see them, for the community to see them, what their scope of research will be, who they'll be talking to, and how they determine who the best candidates to bring to the board might be. So this is already in the works.
Okay. The press release says the search for a permanent superintendent will commence as soon as possible, is why I asked. All right.
Yeah.
So what do you think the timeline will be for that?
If we're lucky, 5 months, 4 months.
Okay, and if you're not?
We'll see another smiling face in the superintendent's office as an interim, probably. That's worst-case scenario.
All right, and so my final question, Dan, is that my concern, just as a parent, as someone who spent a lot of time supporting District 61 and the programs, is that sometimes in an interim situation you lose momentum, and if the search process goes on forever, that can become sort of a way to stagnate. Are you worried about that as a board member, as president of the board? What do your fellow board members think about that?
No, we are pushing ahead with the projects that are already set up. We're finishing the bold plan out. We're getting ready for the new school year and all the CDC guidelines. It's going to be more than enough work for everybody to be ready for school when it opens in August. And look at the beauty of it. They all go back to air-conditioned buildings.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely amazing. And I'm telling you, the John Sill thing is really, really cool. Also wanted to mention Eisenhower High School announced the hiring of Mo Dampier as the new head football coach, and they voted unanimously on that at last night's board meeting. Of course, MacArthur grad from 2003, an unbelievable athlete. What do we need to do to get some winning teams back on the field and get some excitement back around DPS 61 athletics?
I think we need to get the kids more involved. With this COVID, it's pretty well taken athletics and beaten it up pretty badly. I think Mo Dampier will be a great attraction. I mean, he set records at MacArthur, and having seen him play, you just kind of sat there in awe. He was a man among boys. I think he will be a big draw just by himself.
All right. Dan, we appreciate
the skills.
Absolutely. There's going to be a meet and greet 6 p.m. Today at the Eisenhower Auditorium for student athletes, parents, and the media to meet the new head coach 6 o'clock tonight. Dan, we appreciate it. Thank you, Dan Oakes, the president of District 61.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.